Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers, Canada's national mortgage company, 8023983, Angela's telephone number. I'll be repeating that number early and often during the course of the next 55 minutes or so. What is an accredited mortgage professional? Who is Angela Calla? Mortgage brokerages in this country, mortgage brokerage companies, Angela, are not as common as they are in the United States. Fewer Canadians have sort of twigged to the fact that you can get someone like yourself, do all the work for them, get them the best mortgage possible, and it doesn't cost a thing. We haven't quite tweaked to the use of a mortgage professional like they have in the United States.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And the reasoning for that is actually quite simple. Canada's a much smaller place. And in addition to that, things change in the mortgage industry consistently. We can look back and we can say the U.S. has been doing this for years and years and years. Canada has finally started doing it. And that is absolutely consistent with how the Bank Act changed. In the early 80s, mortgage brokers used to be the people of last resort. Mortgage brokers used to charge a fee, and they used to be only when the bank said no. This industry has done a full 360. And since then, we're licensed under the Financial Institutions Commissions, which is the same licensing body as the banks, the trust companies, and the credit unions. So when this whole switchover took place, all the banks and trust companies and credit unions understood this was a fabulous tool to make sure that they got all of the exact type of customers that they were looking for, because it's impossible for all the institutions to have all 300 different products out there. So for them, it became a much more valuable tool for them to get the exact type of customers that they were looking for, and it cost them less money to do so.
We talked last week about how you, as an accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers, position people to get the best mortgage available anywhere. And when we talked about positioning, we talked about how so many of the big institutions that we're so familiar with really don't treat you as well as you would expect to be treated because you haven't positioned yourself as a customer properly in front of them. For example, if you're self-employed and you go into one of the big banks, they go, oh, self-employed, what can I give this person that isn't going to be much of a credit risk for us? And you're not able as a layperson to be able to give them the whole story, i.e. position yourself. So explain that a little bit more, because that is so critical for a lot of people who are looking for a mortgage.
It really is. And consumers believe that the banks actually make a lot more money off mortgages than they actually do. When we have suffered times where interest rates were really high and not many purchases were going through, the banks understand how to make money on different ways. And the bank is not the one who necessarily keeps the mortgage and makes all that money, all that different interest. What they do is they sell a big package of those mortgages off, and they just charge a monthly servicing fee to keep the information on file so they can assist with certain responsibilities of the mortgage, like changing a payment or something like that. So the amount of money that they make is pretty standard on each mortgage. So there's just not a ton of wiggle room. Self-employed people have been a sector in the market that have always felt that their situation is something that nobody will understand. They always feel that they're scared to show some paperwork because possibly they've taken a lot of cash, or maybe they've put a little less income than what they really made. You know, so they never feel that they're in a strong enough position. But the mortgage industry has changed so much in the last 3 years to allow these people to have wonderful opportunities. And then sometimes they get better mortgages than the average consumer. And it's all because of how we as mortgage brokers, who do billions of dollars worth of business a month, have the ability to package that properly and send it to the lenders that specialize in that type of lending, which are our major banks. You're not going to go with a no-name bank that nobody has heard of. Those banks own mortgage companies that just do mortgages to increase their profitability. And I had a gentleman that walked into my office. He was actually, we had done some t-shirts for some of our staff. He walked into our office, and he's in his early 30s, and he believed that it would be a very challenging thing. I asked him where he lived. He said he lived in Vancouver, and he lived in about a home that was worth $800,000 that one day he hoped to own, but he never thought he'd have the chance. And he also thought that there might be a potential that we might see a decrease in prices. So we chatted for a while, and I asked him, I said, what are you going to get when you move out of your place? And he goes, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, your damage deposit, right? And he goes, yeah. And I said, how long have you lived there? And he says, well, to be honest, I've lived there about 10 years. I've had such a great landlord. And I said, well, that's fabulous. Imagine if you lived there for that 10 years. And he goes, well, there was a time when real estate prices didn't do much. And I said, and how short was that time? And he said, about a year. And I said, wow, isn't that something? Out of 10 years, 9 of them were fabulous, and 1 year wasn't so great. It sounds like a long-term investment, doesn't it?
Yeah, he would have had a whole lot of equity in that house over 10 years.
He would have, and he goes, well, my payments, they would be really, really high. And I said, so what do you think they'd be? And he gave me an answer, and I gave him an answer which was half of that, and he couldn't believe that. And he said, well, I would need a good down payment to get an $800,000 house. And I said, yeah, 5%. That's it? Absolutely. I said, your business is what makes you money. So if we take all that cash flow out, how are you going to have the same ability to earn the same kind of money that you are right now to make those payments? And he was just absolutely thrilled. He didn't think that, one, he could do it with little money down. Secondly, he didn't believe that he could have such a low payment and have everything be so easy when I told him the types of documentation that we would need.
That's why you need a mortgage professional. Angela Calla, Dominion Lending Center's working on your behalf. There are all kinds of options open to people now that previously were not available years ago, before mortgage brokers came along and helped get people into their homes. The banks had some very strict criteria, and you just simply could not get the money if you were self-employed or underemployed or you had a credit problem in the past, which they found out about. But now that whole playing field has changed, and it's a little sophisticated for those of us who don't do it every day. Angela Calla deals on behalf of hundreds of clients a day who come to her and say, look, I want to get a mortgage. I don't want to do all the legwork. I'm not quite sure where to go. I've got this thing happening in my life, like this gentleman that she helped out over the last couple of weeks. Do the work for me. My time is valuable, Angela. I know your time is valuable, but I want you to do all that legwork for me. Sure enough, she'll get you a mortgage. And you don't pay for that service. The institution where the mortgage is finally placed, they pay Angela's fee. So for whatever your mortgage needs, if you're really serious about getting something done, you don't want to waste anybody's time, including your own, here's the telephone number, 802-3983, 802-3983. Give Angela a buzz. Run some of the details of your situation past her, and she'll have a solution for you within moments. 802-3983, 802-3983, and on the website. Angela Calla, that's with a C, angelacalla.ca. You're listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN, 1410 AM, Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers, Canada's national mortgage company. We're heard at this hour every weekend on CFUN, 1410 AM. All we do is talk about mortgages. The biggest investment we are going to make in our life is home ownership. Previously, again, as most of us, growing up, how are we going to afford, especially in the Lower Mainland, where prices, we don't have to wax on philosophically about it, where prices have gone up over the last few years and predicted to go up another 7 or 8% in 2008. In fact, the housing market looks ever so strong right through 2013, well past the 2010 game. So if you're considering as a first-time buyer especially, getting into the market now and enjoying some of the price increases over the next few years and, really using that as an investment, this is the time to give Angela a buzz. She'll get you pre-approved. We have a young fellow here at the radio station, Angela. I know you're familiar with him and recently engaged. And the big question he has is, how much am I going to be able to buy in this market? And I know you've spoken with him. We don't have to go over his details, because I know all the details are always confidential. But in general, when a first-time buyer comes to you and says, hey, Angela, you know, I'm getting married, or I'm leaving my parents' home. They're going to loan me some money to get started, and I'm doing such and such as a job. I mean, how do you calculate what they can afford to buy? Because first-time buyers are the biggest chunk of real estate investors today in the Lower Mainland.
They really are. They are the biggest chunk, and they are so nervous about how they begin because they feel that they haven't had the 20 years of dealing with a bank, and they don't know how to get the best rate and product, and they don't even know where to begin. So the first thing that we do is we get all their information, a very simple application. It consists of their name, address, social insurance number, birth date, what they do, how much they make. We talk about their assets and their liabilities, and we talk about some of the down payment options that they were thinking about. Some of them, most of them these days, are gifts from mom and dad who want to help their kids get into the market. Some of them have RSPs that they're going to take advantage of. And then it's also talking about where they want to go, because every first-time home buyer in the first 3 to 4 years is going to have a life change. That's just how it is. So it's our responsibility to position them well. So regardless of what they could be approved for, the first thing that we talk about is affordability. What kind of payment can you afford? And then let's look at the property that can fit in that. And then this is the down payment that we would need to go around that. So it's all about giving them the tools, because also first-time homebuyers feel scared. And sometimes they might think, okay, well, I'm going to move in maybe 3, 6 months, a year and a half. But what we do is we position you to get the best rate, the best deals, and anything that we might need to work on in that time frame, we make sure is good for you. I mean, it's common that sometimes people put home ownership off until they're just a couple of weeks due. So there's different circumstances and different qualifying things that come into that. It's common that someone might have a little something on their credit that we need to clean up that we can work on for them. And you know what's also very common is last week I had a client that I've been working with for 6 months, and we had them pre-approved at a fabulous rate. Their offer had gone through. They were going to sign at the lawyer's in 2 days, and I was able to call them the day before their closing and save them 15 basis points. And basis points are nothing fancy. It's just one basis point equals one part of 100, which is 1%. We were able to save them 15 basis points, which saved them $35 a month, which was an extra meal. They were going to have babies. That's an extra couple things of diapers, bottles. Every penny counts, and it's your money. And it's so important that you get nothing but the best. And you know, we have to look at also more at the rate. And what I was really happy with was a lender that had come down had the same flexibility that we were initially looking at. Because when you are starting a family and you're going to have all kinds of things that come up in your life, we have to look at how we position you to be able to handle something that might happen in life. Companies get purchased. People get laid off. People don't want to go back to the same line of work that they were in or going to when they were on maternity leave. So all those things are so important when it counts. And when it counts, we're here to deliver.
That's something that Angela Calla and her team at Dominion Lending Centers, that really is what differentiates their service from what you get at a big bank. They take your life circumstance and you know, say, look, this could be a red flag down the road, so let's make sure we position your mortgage properly so that you can handle these kinds of things down the road. I think that that's critical. The other thing I think that's really important, and I know a lot of mortgage professionals that tell me this, real estate agents tell me this, well, you know, I had someone call me and they wanted all the information, and then they used that information and did business somewhere else. Understand that everybody's time is really, really valuable. Angela's, especially yours. So if you're considering a mortgage change of any kind, a first-time mortgage, give Angela a buzz. If you're serious about going ahead with it, she'll make all of the work seem so easy because you do very little yourself. She does all of that. And where she finally places that mortgage for you, that institution will pay her fee. So let's be really clear about that. There is no charge for her service. 802-3983, 802-3983 is her telephone number. On the website, Angela Calla, that's with a C, angelacalla.ca. You are listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN, 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. We'll be right back.